much grain now is falling ungathered, while many stand idle and wait. The harvest time soon will be ended, for garnering them is too late. O soul, prove thy love to the Savior, for what he has done unto thee, by sending the tidings of mercy to lost ones o'er land and o'er sea. They perish, they perish, yet Jesus to save them has died. Go pay them the debt that we owe them. The souls who in darkness abide.
A cheerful good morning to all who may be hearing the sound of my voice. We're certainly happy to be coming your way again by means of radio. I have something special for you, and although it is somewhat unique, I trust it may prove both profitable and interesting. I would like to take the alphabet and use it as a means of a series of messages. As one goes to school, the ABCs are considered very important. Words are made of these, and thus thoughts conveyed by different arrangements of these letters. Just as a good education is founded on the ABCs, even so, I believe we should lay a good gospel foundation if we would be successful in living for God and making the most of the good life. So, without further introduction, listen. A is for aim. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Philippians 3:13-14. From this scripture, we see A is for aim. The Apostle Paul had a purpose in life. That aim was to please God and press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Oh, for a consecration that will cause us to take aim, set our sights upon the target, and then work toward that end. May we not shoot at random and then draw the target circle around the bullet hole and pretend that is what we were aiming for? That would just be a happen-so or coincidence. I well remember when, with some friends, we were shooting at random for practice. Bottles and cans tossed into the air were our specialty. But by chance, a bird flew over. One young man pointed his rifle into the air and fired at the bird. To our surprise, the bird fell to the earth. But that is not all. It fell into an open can. The young man walked forward, picked up the bird in a casual manner as if that was his intention all the time. What a record. Think of the possibilities of that happening again. If your arrows fall to the ground at your feet, it could be your aim is too low. You are pointing toward the ground. How many dear souls are pointing their sights toward the earth? We're exhorted in Colossians 3:1-2, if ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. If your aim is toward the earth, that is a direction in which you're going. Man goes where he points himself. How often do you hear the expression about a certain person that he lives an aimless life? The plans and purposes of an individual are a good index to the motives of his heart. Abraham lifted up his eyes toward the heavens. He looked for a city which hath foundation, whose builder and maker is God, Hebrews 11:10. Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called a son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. Hebrews 11:24-25. Joshua said, Choose ye this day whom ye will serve. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Joshua 24:15. And Jesus came to seek and to save that which was lost. Luke 10:10. So each had a definite aim and motive. We too should have a purpose in life. First of all, that aim should be to please God and to be a man or woman after his own heart. Next, we should have an interest in the souls of men and women about us. In other words, let us be a friend of man. Jesus was accused of being a friend of sinners and publicans, but it was by his interest in them that they were won to the kingdom of God. It means more to be constructive and build up the work of God than it does to tear it down. Most anyone can tear down, but it takes a wise master builder to construct and fit together the joints in a perfectly framed mansion. Let us aim to have God as our pilot. I've seen bumper signs which say, God is my co-pilot. But I like much better the one which says, God is my pilot. Next, one should act as the target of their aim comes into view. For faith, if it hath not works, is dead, being alone. James 2:17. B is for believe. But without faith, it's impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Hebrews 11:6. Now, this is more than wishing. Many wish for things, but have little faith to believe they will ever get them. Faith and real belief is that which reaches out and makes the impossible come true. Remember, we walk by faith and not by sight. 2 Corinthians 5:7. Even though I have never been to Berlin or London or Moscow, I believe these places exist, and if I were going there, I would go with the expectation of seeing them for myself. Faith is positive thinking. Jesus said, according to your faith be it unto you. Matthew 9:29. Doubts and unbelief are negative things and will chill the heart and kill the aspirations. So we need faith 365 days of the year. Belief will give us the power to do things. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. John 1:12. And so we are warned, take heed, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. Hebrews 3:12. The Apostle Paul declared, I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. 2 Timothy 1:12. So real faith will not only cause us to believe in God, but it will cause us to believe that his power within us will help us to accomplish. Again, the apostle wrote, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. Philippians 4:13. Finally, remember, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. 1 John 5:4. C is for courage. Courage is that which gives us power to overcome our fears. Without courage, we can expect no victories. Trials, tribulations, and persecutions are the things which try men's souls. They make or break a person according to their courage and faith in God. Those who have courage keep fighting and pressing their way homeward. Job had the courage to say of God, though he slay me, yet will I trust in him. Job 13:15. His faith was fixed. God encouraged his people, Be strong and of a good courage. Fear not, nor be afraid of them. For the Lord thy God, he it is that doth go with thee. He will not fail thee nor forsake thee. Deuteronomy 31:6. And listen to these words of Jesus. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. John 14:27. Encouraging Timothy, Paul wrote, For God hath not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, and of love, and of a sound mind. 2 Timothy 1:7. Many can go with a crowd and have lots of faith, but the going gets rough when one has to stand for the truth against the crowd. The enemies of Nehemiah made light of him and said, Even that which they build, if a fox go up, he shall even break down their stone wall, Nehemiah 4:3. But Nehemiah did not let this stop him. He went right on and succeeded in building the walls of Jerusalem. I noticed a rather large dog barking at a cat, which was much smaller in size. How the dog did bark and torment that cat. The dog pretended to attack the cat, but when the final showdown came, the cat bristled up and ran. Not away from the dog, but toward it. She was ready for attack. That settled the matter. The dog continued to come back and bark for a while, but it was only bark. The matter had been settled. The cat was the victor because of her courage. So, dear ones, remember, there is a time when it takes courage to speak. There is a time to keep silence and a time to speak, Ecclesiastes 3:7. Let us pray. Our Father, we come asking for the needs of our own and of those who hear the broadcast. Help us to learn well our ABCs. And may these graces of aim, belief, and courage remain with us all the days of our lives, for we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
There's a peace in my heart that the world never gave. A peace it cannot take away. Though the trials of life may surround like a cloud, I've a peace that has come there to stay. Constantly abiding, constantly abiding, Jesus is mine, yes, Jesus is mine. Constantly abiding, abiding, rapture, rapture divine. He never leaves me, never leaves me lonely. Whispers of words are so kind.
Until we meet again, this is Willie Murphy saying God bless and keep you always, and a very cheerful goodbye.
God is mine.